You're listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm Lisa Berry, and this is Art and Soul. This week, Art and Soul focuses on the visual arts, and joining us is the Director of Community Engagement for the Ann Arbor Art Center, Omari Rush. Hello, Omari.
Howdy, Lisa. How are you doing?
Just breathe. It's all going to be okay. Omari's a little busy. We're going to get to that in a moment. And actually has brought a friend and a special guest with him today. Do you want to introduce her?
Lynette Lau. Welcome. Lynette is here representing Fly Children's Art Center Board President. We're really excited that this year Fly is one of our artists creating an installation for PopEx, one of eight juried artists. We were really excited that they got chosen because the field was pretty strong, mm-hmm. You know?
Well, let's back up one second. To refresh people's memory, what is PopEx again?
PopEx is an outdoor exhibition of contemporary art. It'll be in downtown Ann Arbor's Liberty Plaza, September 22nd through October 1, open daily, 12 noon to 8 p.m. Each has an exhibition of art on the inside by an artist or an artist collective. They are ideally interactive, inspiring, immersive. Folks showing come from Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti, Detroit. We even have someone from Denver.
And that's why I said relax to Omari, because he's the one who puts this all together. That and Lynette is here representing the Fly Children's Art Center of Ypsilanti. Can you tell us a little bit about your exhibit?
Fly's about teaching kids the art of making things happen. So this whole process of being involved with PopEx has been centered around making our installation happen and bringing to life the story of Marie Tharp, who's a Ypsilanti-born cartographer who discovered that the bottom of the ocean wasn't flat. She mapped the undersea that nobody knew about before her work. You know, she was from a lot of places, but she was born in Ypsilanti in 1920. So when Fly, through a talk with an EMU professor, Catherine Riker, learned about her and her Ypsilanti roots, we got really excited about sharing her story because it's one about resilience. She's an early female scientist whose work was really dismissed because it was unthinkable to the dominant thought that the oceans were flat like a swimming pool, but also because she was a woman. So these lessons of resilience, of, you know, doing what you do and sticking with it and learning how to, you know, like continually grow your vision and be proven right is a beautiful story.
I love the art of making things happen. So you're doing an exhibit dedicated and addressing that. Will there be water?
Well, we could incorporate it. You brought that up, and all this time we've been thinking about how to simulate water.
Oh.
So that idea.
Yeah, and that's what artists are really great about. That will be shown at PopEx. You know, they get us to think differently about space. They transport us, and in this case, I think we'll be transported to underwater, I think, with a surprise in the installation. Some new leadership in your neck of the woods as well.
Yes, we're so delighted to have Laura Amtower as our new executive director. We've admired her work for a long time. She's behind the Northside STEAM Kid Design Playground. She does a lot of amazing work with Community Action Network. Yet she's an Ypsilanti resident and has lived here and knows the community. So we're so excited to have her vision and her superpowers with us.
Well, welcome. And now, Omari, you've known me for over a year now. What part of PopEx do you think I'm most excited about?
I was going to say David Zinn.
Other
I knew
than
I was going to be right.
Other than that, you got something new this year.
Well, so, yes, there are a variety of new things. I'll call out three. Jody Stewart is coming from Denver. Her media is plastic filament. She draws in space with a 3D printing pen. And
wow.
It's like this multicolored plastic shapes that will really kind of transform the inside of the pavilion. Lisa Wadd is fairly well known for her Flower House Detroit installation, mm-hmm. where she did a house-wide floral installation. And she'll be doing a micro version of that at PopEx in one of our pavilions. And then the Ann Arbor women artist, interestingly, have been exploring issues of identity and have paired one of their artists with an artist outside of their collective who meet and learn each other's story and find commonalities and express those commonalities, but also their individuality through these masks that they're creating. And so they'll install in their pavilion over 60 masks, have sound, have stories playing. It should be a pavilion like Flies that really makes you think and connects you to your community in different ways.
And all of that is amazing and so wonderful, and yet I'm excited about the pub.
Oh, our pub pavilion will pop up right in the middle of PopX, right across from the music, actually. Synecdoche Design fabricated and designed the interior of this pavilion, which is blue-themed. It's Pabst Blue Ribbon themed. Oh. So the inside is going to be wavy, blue. There are these flags. The bar is blue. And people will have a 15-minute experience in there. It should be... you know, it's another installation experience, and Synecdoche has been very thoughtful in the way that they organize that, and O&W and Alley Bar have been thoughtful about the beers that they curate for that, too. So you'll get an experience and a beer, and...
And it's all art.
and it's all art.
We are almost out of time, but we want to touch on a couple of more things. Ypsilanti Orphan Car Show? Tell me about that.
Yes, the Ypsilanti Automotive Heritage Museum is having their annual Orphan Car Show. Hmm. Orphan because these cars are, at least that get shown in this exhibition, are no longer being made. And so, and they're all older than 25 years old. So it's a really great opportunity to come out and see some cars from the past to connect across generations with, you know, grandparents and children, and also connect with the heritage of our community. I mean, the automotive industry is so core to who we are as Southeast Michiganders, and I guess Michiganders in general. So that's going to be Sunday, September 18, and 9 to 4 p.m. Go online and find out about the specifics about entry fee and such. It's at Riverside Park as well.
And you've got something cool coming up at the Ann Arbor Arts Center?
Yes, the gallery project. We have our fall exhibition, which has become an annual fall exhibition with the gallery project. The show is called Reformation. The curators, Gloria and Rocco, have been really inspired by the shifts that are happening in our nation, in our community, related to race, related to our environment and water safety, related to the marginalization of the poor. And so they decided to work with some artists to realize that visually. And so the show is filled with work that challenges our ideas about how we connect with others in our community, that shows the way that artists are expressing themselves and their concerns or reflecting what's actually happening in the community. Their shows are really great because they make you think and they make you feel, you know, it's not always happy. It's not always sad, but you leave
moved.
Moved and with a thick brain and a thick heart. And so mm-hmm. We hope folks will come out. The show opens, The show opens Friday, September 9, and then we'll run through the beginning of October at the Ann Arbor Arts Center.
Omari Rush, Director of Community Engagement for the Ann Arbor Arts Center, thank you so much for everything you bring to Art and Soul. Lynette Lau, President of the Board for the Fly Children's Arts Center in Ypsilanti, thanks for joining us as well.
Thanks so much for having me.
Great to see both of you.